The love of golf can drive some duffers to distraction, others to Scotland, and André Tolmé to lengths hitherto unknown in the pursuit of the sport. Mr. Tolmé is an engineer from California, and if, as they say, even a bad day on the golf course is better than a good day at the office, then Mr. Tolmé is now 46 days up on life. He has played that much golf since he teed off in early June on a 2,322,000-yard course. In August, he arrived at the turn. That is, he's played nine holes, and that's where we find him. Mr. Tolmé, where are you exactly?
I'm in the capital city of Mongolia, Ulaanbaatar, now.
And the first tee that you started with at this course is?
It was in the easternmost large city in Mongolia named Choibalsan.
You are golfing across Mongolia.
That's correct.
How many yards did you actually hit a golf ball from the time you started all this in June?
Well, I've hit a golf ball a little over 600 miles so far, and it's taken more than 5,000 shots with my 3-iron. And in the process, I've lost approximately 350 golf balls that are now somewhere out on the Mongolian steppes.
Well, give us a picture. You tee off. Do you then get in a Jeep or something and drive till you hit the ball? Or how are you actually doing this?
Well, I'm actually walking the entire length of the country. So it's a shot as far as I can hit it with a 3-iron, and then I go find the ball, searching around in the rough. And I do that a little over 100 times a day, which usually gets me between 12 and 15 miles. And then set up my tent, make myself some dinner, and do it all again the next day.
When you speak of the first hole and having stopped at the ninth hole and all that, you decided where there are holes. Are there actually holes at these places?
Usually I will just arrive at a city or a town and pick a telephone pole or a signpost or something and make that the final shot.
And do you ever attract crowds of children just pointing at this strange man with the golf club coming past?
Absolutely. The kids, they will ride up to me on their horses. And, you know, they'll just want to chat with me and ask me what I'm doing. I'll give them a few extra balls and let them take some shots. And it's actually quite amazing to see how naturally they take to the game.
And is the terrain such that you can actually hit a golf ball off of it?
This is the steppe, which is just a vast grassland that covers most of Mongolia and Central Asia. And it's actually perfect for golf.
But, I mean, typically, is it like hitting a ball into the deep rough or onto a fairway? What is the grass like?
It's actually, the grass is very thin, so there'll be clumps of grass and very short, almost fairway length. And then in between the clumps of grass, you'll have some sandy earth.
Any water hazards in Mongolia that you've passed?
It's an extremely dry country, actually. But I have gone through the biggest sand trap that I've ever been in. There are some sand dunes that stretch up from the Gobi Desert into some of the southern counties. And I golfed for about 5 miles across sand dunes.
It could make it pretty hard to get good distance if the ball were buried in the sand, if it were embedded.
Yeah, when there's no one around looking, I do take the liberty of giving myself a preferred lie every now and then.
Not USGA rules applying to this particular round.
Exactly. Actually, Mongolia is one of the coldest countries in the world, so I feel free to use winter rules all year long here.
Well, Mr. Tolmé, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure.
André Tolmé, talking with us from Ulaanbaatar, the capital of Mongolia. Since June, he has been golfing across Mongolia. As he says, he's played the first nine holes this year, and he'll go back in the spring to play the back nine.